Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 through 30, which can be found on page 1621 in your pew rack Bibles. The narrow door. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west, north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first, who will be last." The word of the Lord. Unzipping the tent, Lisa poked her head through into the early morning air. Rats! People had already begun lining up, pressing upon the door of her town's new Chick-fil-A grand opening. Yet Lisa, in making every effort in getting a head start, camped out all night with her daughter Esmeralda on the cold concrete parking lot. Efforts that had done little in staving off the approaching doom. The first 100 customers received free meals for a year, with her and Esmeralda looking to be 105th, at least. The chances were narrow, but in making every effort, Lisa dragged Ezzy up out of the tent in a half slumber. Shoes mismatched, hair in knots, out into the cold fall air. Lisa with daughter in arms, the two making their way across the chock-full parking lot, littered with sleeping bags and those who had passed out in lawn chairs. "Suckers," she scoffed, cackling with morning breath that had now fully awoken her daughter. "Mom! Mom, look!" Lisa stepped hurrying, her daughter witnessing the Chick-fil-A attendant inside, walking carefully to those front doors, about to open them. "No!" Lisa exasperately moaning, setting her daughter down on the curb, cutting the dead weight. "Wait here! I'll be back, Esmeralda!" As she sprints up and over a bush, positioning herself in just such a way as to make every effort to enter through the narrow doors. The attendant turning the key, click. Doors opening, crowd surging, adrenaline pumping, "Welcome to Chick-fil-A!" Music blaring, fanfare falling from the sky. As Lisa was stained in wrinkled pajamas, has passed her one free golden ticket to a year's supply of fresh, warm, and exquisite fine dining. Having accomplished her mission, overwhelmed at the joy of having beaten the odds, she returns back, picking up Esmeralda curbside, the two rejoicing and eating the delicious rewards of their efforts. efforts that Jesus addresses in our text today as he is greeted by someone on his way to Jerusalem. His feet dirtied and calloused from miles of walking, lips dry and chapped from hours of teaching, in the synagogues of local towns and local villages. And yet here at the apex of his teaching, a nameless person musters the courage, stepping out from the shadows, calling at a distance what had been on everyone's mind. Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? Jesus looking around at the crowd. Such a question, surely piquing their interest. But Jesus, having just come from giving sermons about the necessity of repentance for everyone, regardless if they were living outside Jerusalem, or if they had appeared to be worse sinners because the Tower of Siloam had fallen on them, Jesus, who witnessed the legalism of those who didn't want the crippled woman healed on the Sabbath. These things leaving Jesus wondering if there perhaps was a tinge of self-righteousness in the question. Who's elect and who's not? They had pondered amongst themselves. Or perhaps in a moment of unqualified confidence, birthing forth a question that really was, Lord, us few, we're good, right? This person who acknowledged Jesus as Lord, perhaps more apostle than stranger, who had surely made their own sacrifices in following Jesus, asking if those like her were the only types of people to be saved. If those with her theology, those with her worship style, those with her political beliefs, those who had done as many good deeds as she had, were the only types of people to be saved. Though rather than give a simple answer, or even a comforting or clarifying one, Jesus waits, pausing in the glaring sunlight, turning the question around. Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, I tell you, because many will try to enter and will not be able to. A statement that surely shook off the coziness of this crowd in the sun, shaking the coziness off those who had grown comfortable with Jesus. For as verse 26 says, then you will say we ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. But he will reply, I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers. We see that in posing a question about future rewards, Jesus answers only with a command for the present. The Greek verb agonizomai used in our passage, connoting an intense struggle or an effort against great opposition. The same root word agonia used in our passage, also used in the passage describing the anguish of Jesus as he sweat drops of blood in Gethsemane. And so on that fateful road to Jerusalem, the one looking for assurance is met only with a call to agony. An agony we still live with today as we make every effort to enter through the narrow doors of our own lives. Narrow doors that place the squeeze even on the rich and famous. As Operation Varsity Blues recently informed us, we may remember waking the morning of March 12, 2019, blinking headlines, 51 people alleged an elite college admissions bribery scandal, the fluttering marquee scrolling across the bottom of your televisions, as snapshots of rich and famous people slideshow across the screen. Beautiful women and men with money and influence, the world and more at their fingertips. Caught in making every effort to unscrew the narrow doors that may get in the way of their child's future. And yet, who among us fails to do what we can for our own children? Sending them to private Christian schools? Maybe skipping church to attend summer sports camps at the hope of receiving a scholarship? Or maybe for ourselves in our later years, as we trim our generosity as their narrow doors of a fixed income loom. And yet the televisions continue flickering, while the pundits rave, leaving us feeling self-assured with feelings of vindication, as we witness their fall from grace as mugshots and prison photos acquiesce our social media news feeds. But even in the best of times, we may know our own propensity to try and squeeze through those narrow doors, making every effort to secure through our own tact, will, and effort what we have deemed as most important in our lives, spending our short lives sacrificing precious hours with family and with friends, slowly cramming and pushing and struggling, not through the right entrance, but through the wrong exit. And so we may wonder, when I die, will I make it through that narrow door? A question surely not lost on Jesus, as he stands in the sun with a warm breeze blowing, the sun setting on Jerusalem in the distance. And yet, in responding to this person, his actions aren't without grace, troublesome as his words may be. For in Jesus, we see in his very incarnation as the first call to repentance, sent by God in the flesh, assuming the humble form of a human being, and this ministry to the people of Israel, calling them to a life of continually turning their hearts back towards God, of accepting him as Lord and Savior, his very presence among them a sign of God's faithful first move towards them, to gather his covenant people back to him, offering a time frame that, though is a limited one, is open to all. As Jesus raises his eyes, looking past the crowd and into the distance, picturing distant lands of people who have not yet heard his name, the breadth of God's mercy conveyed in the warmth of his voice. People will come from east and west, north and south, and take their places at the feast of the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last. Jesus indicating that though the doors may be narrow, they're by no means ethnically narrow, no means geographically narrow, or ecclesiastically narrow, as those standing just a few feet from him, robes drenched in sweat, make every effort not to be overwhelmed at the realization that those Gentiles, or those who had not been born Hebrew, will have their place at the kingdom of God. Those standing first, those standing feeling first anger and then disbelief, as one by one they each dismiss Jesus, turning aside and walking back home, retiring from their brief stint as Jesus followers. This wasn't the Jesus they were hoping for. A hope in the narrowness of our own world that is still overcome. As Liz Murray stands, applause erupting, standing ovation, as she walks across the stage, receiving her degree from Harvard University. But Liz, as a child, had been born to drug-addicted parents, and just years earlier watched them sell a donated Thanksgiving turkey to pay for drugs. In high school, Liz's parents would contract HIV, leaving Liz alone and homeless. And yet, as she slept on the dirty subway at night, atop the creak of the track, beneath the constant buzzing of the fluorescent lights, something in that suffering gave Lizzie a change of heart. A change of heart to make every effort at reclaiming a better life. A change that led her to complete high school in just 2 years. A change that, through the intervention of mentors in her life, led her to receive her degree from Harvard. And yet a change of heart that, when directed towards Christ, is the fruit of the Holy Spirit and the work of regeneration. A doctrine in the history of the church teaching that, having been dead in sin and unable to choose saving good, God comes to those whom he has elected, penetrating their inmost being, softening the hardness of their hearts, and infusing new qualities into the will. So that, as Article 12 of the third and fourth main points of doctrine say in the Canons of Dort, this new creation, our rising from the dead, our being reborn and called to God, this is not the work of human hands, but is an entirely supernatural work in the grace of the Holy Spirit. That those in whose hearts God is at work are given a renewed will and are effectually and inevitably drawn towards God. And so for us today, who quiver in fear, wondering if we will make it to salvation, shall we not feel the comfort of Jesus' calling? Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life himself? Shall we doubt that God, who once regenerated our broken hearts, is not still ushering us into eternal life? Shall we cower in the face of evil and not rejoice in the light that shines through the narrow doorway of an empty tomb? Shall we not rejoice in the comfort that our hearts lay safe in the hands of God's Spirit who dwells within us? Does not God make every effort to win over our love, even in the coldness of our own suffering? God, who is illuminating the narrowness of our misguided efforts that once led us to death. Instead, Jesus is calling each of us by name. His Spirit that proceeds both from him and God the Father does not abandon us, but holds us in our weakness, allowing us, as 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 says, to make every effort to confirm your calling and election. The fruit of such faith being efforts is virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, kindness, and love. A love that God is still lavishing upon each and every one of us today, as we walk through our dark valleys and our canyons of bliss, ushered into eternal life with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.